Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Want to live on Sugar Mountain with no high fructose corn syrup from Monsanto.
Hey, welcome everybody. It's not Neil Young, promise.
What? I didn't see that one coming.
That was for you, Super. I love to surprise you with songs that I can't sing just to keep you on your toes. And because I've asked you to do a little something for me, you know, open the second hour with Dr. Rashid Bitar to do advanced medicine, because I got to take a quick break, run out, come back. But for now, let's start the show, shall we? We got a really big show. Beekeeping. We got a guy who's saving the bees in Florida. And Liam Sheff has hooked us up, so we're going to connect with him in just a little while. Patrick Gaudin, that's the French way of saying it. I'm sure they say Gaudin in American English. But first, you know, why did I kind of spoof a Neil Young song? Well, we know he's on tour. We know he's boycotting Starbucks for their use of GMO stuff in their stuff, whatever. And we know also that he has now donated $100,000. 100,000 large, as they say. Well, I don't even know how to say it. But to defend Vermont's GMO labeling law. Listen, props to Neil Young. Absolute props to Neil Young for putting his money. I warned you, Super Don, I would have trouble speaking tonight. I would want to be outside in the garden. I guess that's it. I'm shifting between the electronic world and the real world.
Your lips have gone on strike because you want to be in the garden.
Abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. Label it. Just label it, as we say. But I'd like to ban it. And I'm not a big guy for banning, but I think it violates our right to health, you know, because it violates the right to grow food without this genetic drift, overdrift, abomination that is genetically modified organisms. But he's put up $100,000 of his own money to defend this GMO labeling bill, which our good friend and regular co-host here on Thursday evenings, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, Jonathan Emord, helped to craft so it would basically withstand constitutional muster or let's say assault or challenge within the court system. And even though this labeling bill is not supposed to go into effect until July 1st of next year, there's a lot of lobbying still happening on the state level to try and already overturn it before it becomes, you know, in force and full force.
It's a very interesting situation, because what's happening is the food manufacturers are suing on First Amendment rights claims, basically saying that by having this labeling law, it's imposing this burdensome new speech requirement on these food manufacturers.
Right, like labeling their ingredients is something they've lobbied against the FDA all of these years, right? This is such bogus is the polite way to say it, that they say, oh, man, we can't handle that level of free speech. We'll have to actually put what's in the product on the label, which is what they already are required to do. Right. Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, it's sad, but it's also sad that a lot of Americans are still unaware of this. In Europe, of course, they already mandate a lot of labeling, and they're doing it. somehow they're surviving. Maybe their sales aren't as good, but they can still bring their products to market. They just have to tell people that they're in there.
And they ban glyphosate, too. I mean, I don't know how they have any vegetables in Europe.
Right. How is it possible that anybody's eating anything? Maybe the honeybees are still alive there. We'll have to see. We will have to see. Now, another layer to this is something we talked about with Jonathan Emort last week, because on the federal level, there's a bill called the DARK Act, denying Americans the right to know, which would preempt state law in violation of the Constitution, the 10th Amendment in particular, stating that basically laws not made in pursuance with the Constitution can be nullified by the states or the people, respectively. That's the 10th Amendment. I just kind of loosely said that. In other words, the power not granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. And there is no law that allows you to preempt a state issue of speech of, for instance, mandated the behavior of corporations. Remember, corporations are artificial creations of the state. They're not natural beings. They aren't created of God. They're created of man or governments run amok by man, if you will. And in that way, the idea as a libertarian to say, oh, you shouldn't do a mandate, you shouldn't do a ban. Well, yeah, but corporations are not part of natural law. That's corporate law. That's more of an admiralty kind of concept, equity. And it's different from common law. And so that's why this doesn't apply for those of you who are hardcore libertarians saying, oh, well, you should just leave those corporations alone. No, they're not natural beings. They are artificial creations of the state. And these global corporations like Monsanto and other biotech industry and biopharma and pharmaceutical industry have no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States or the people or the states within it. So it's perfectly, I think, within the lawful activity of government to say to these corporations, hey, buddy, put it on the label. The people of Vermont wanted to know it, Connecticut and others. And, of course, the law that Jonathan Emort helped to craft does not state whether GMOs are good or bad or ugly. It just says, tell them they're in there. That's why it hasn't been overturned in the courts, because it isn't about making a scientific assessment or even a philosophical or religious assessment about genetically engineered foods. Now, here's the bad news for Neil Young. Even if he's successful at beating back that thing on the state level, if the DARK Act passes, I don't know how many albums Neil Young could sell. Probably not enough in two lifetimes to get the money in to counteract the money of the Monsantos of the world to beat back on the federal level. Which, by the way, again, federalism is dead. These are the anti-federalists, ironically, on the federal level. They're the ones that are violating the concept of state supremacy. And then you go, well, what about the supremacy clause of the Constitution on the federal level? Well, I have to reiterate this because I'm not going to say it's only loony liberals, because it's phony conservatives, too. We'll often say it's the federal government that is superior because of the superior clause, but supremacy clause. But it's only with laws that are made in pursuance of the Constitution, with the Constitution, not in violation of it. Okay? Limited powers, few and numbered. And, of course, they read that as unlimited powers without number, unless the number is infinity. We can do whatever the hell we want, and
they
you
like
guys
that.
Can go pound sand. What?
I said, they like that number.
Infinity? Yeah. Yeah, they do. So, I'm not so into labeling it. We've covered the controversy, although it's better than nothing. But the reality is we should be going for the throat on this one and banning it, much like the vaccine issue. You know, for those that argue, oh, it should be about choice, it's about choice, it's about... No, the vast majority of people don't give a flip about your choices. They just want to be left alone to eat Hot Pockets with maybe a few less additives, now that we're hearing that they're pulling them out of Kraft macaroni and cheese. As opposed to standing up and saying, yeah, choice does matter. Of course, to a leftist, choice only matters when it comes to killing an unborn baby. And for someone on the right, it means denying the choice of a gay person to get married. Or have a gay cake, right? And stop looking to the government for all of these things. But the government has a rightful place, in my opinion, in regulating artificial creations of that government. That's what corporations are, whether on the state or federal level. And we've lost that because the corporations basically pulled that money together and bought your Congress critters, as evidenced by the passage of the DARK Act in the House. Now we'll see what happens in the Senate, where it may be easier because there are fewer people to buy. So what about this other state law we were going to cover? Because we talked about state GMO labeling bills. This one's out of Arkansas. A new state law allows diabetics the freedom to manage their own condition. And I was reading this,
oh,
I'm like,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings. People love it when I say it. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Evidently, they require permission to take care of your own diabetes. But House Bill 1395 was signed into law by Governor Asa Hutchinson in March. And what they're saying is this law allows children with diabetes capable of administering their own insulin to do so anywhere and at any time necessary. Children may also carry medical supplies with them on school campuses and to school-related activities. So basically, this was barred prior to this. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that special?
Yeah, well, isn't that nice? The children have all been trained on how to maintain their disease now, so they figured, let's give them some responsibility, give them a chance, right?
Yeah, but how? I mean, couldn't a doctor and a parent work together without a state making a law like this? Far be it for me to say, oh, we have to be parented from your even the state capital where you live on this issue?
Well, that's what House Bill 1396 is about. Asa Hutchinson's coming out with a bill that will allow people to wipe their own butt when they're done going to the bathroom.
I was thinking, 1396? I had heard about that one. Okay, the butt wiper bill. Okay. You know, I was thinking of a bill that we could promote that would protect children from the people who cause the very disease that requires them to rely upon something like insulin injections. How about a bill to protect children from doctors and dietitians who are basically funded by PepsiCo and Monsanto to spout misinformation and disinformation about the food that they eat? We are going to get them. I've got some things to say about dietitians with Dr. Bitar if I get back in time next hour. Those dietitians, I don't have a lot of love for them. Nutritionists, on the other hand, it's a different story.
That reminds me, I'm going to give Steve Cooksey a call. I haven't talked to him in quite a while. Yeah.
Cooksey's the guy the Dietetics Association went after in North Carolina, and they are up to some shenanigans again. They're up to some bad stuff again. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Bitar, because there was a bill that was attempted to be brought up, like California's SB 277 in North Carolina, to basically violate religious freedom. Say you'll no longer have an exemption on religious grounds to vaccination if you want to send your kids to school in North Carolina. Not going to tell you how that thing came out, but you will find out next hour. Or if you cheat and go to the show notes, which is okay, go to robertscottbell.com and you can find out early. See all the links. We're going to a beekeeper and a fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Patrick Gaudin. We got Liam Schiaffa here just for a little while longer before he has to take off. We were doing our gardening, but now we're going to talk about keeping bees in the backyard. Can you do it, especially in Florida? And what else? Dr. Bitar's coming up. Advanced Medicine. Super Don's going to hold the fort for me when I have to dart out at the end of the show this hour. And I'll be back as soon as possible. But stick with us. Get the Apis Mellifica ready.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's time for a little Apis Mellifica for lunch and dinner. That is, you know what Apis is?
My uncle?
Your Uncle Apis. That's Liam Sheff. He's back for a moment. We were digging in the dirt all weekend, started the permanent beds or semi-beds or permaculture beds and planted some trees, blueberries.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really started a permaculture bed yet.
No.
We scraped off the dirt from the sand in Central Florida so you could grow sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And we put a plastic ridge there to hold back the grass. We put down some mulch. You have a lot of work to do, so you'll have to take a break from your constant electronic world.
I do, and I agree. It's therapy, and it's something I've got to reconnect with. So thank you, Liam, my friend. We are joined by another friend, longtime listener, evidently, of the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's would it be safe to say he's also a beekeeper? His name is Patrick Godin, and I am welcoming you officially to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why my Apis joke that I opened, a little beekeeping.
Yes, it's nice to be here with both of you. Nice to meet both of you.
So how does a contractor get into beekeeping?
Well, I've always been into health, even through my mom, for the past 20, 30, 40 years. In the 70s, we were eating sprouts on our sandwiches at school, and people thought we were weird. So anyway, both of my kids are unvaccinated, and
I like this guy already.
Well, my brother tipped me off to vaccines, and that's a whole long story, you know, before my first was born. So we withheld, and they don't have any allergies or asthma and all that type of thing. So I had another friend in this arena who tipped me off that bees were dying and that the bees were being medicated and poisoned, even by beekeepers, you know, putting antibiotics in the hive and whatnot.
Wow.
So I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, we're eating honey that has antibiotics and they're fed high fructose corn syrup. It's
That's
true.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I said, I got to prove, just like, you know, my kids are guinea pigs, unvaccinated, so I'm going to have start keeping bees and make them guinea pigs.
Hold on, I got to correct you there, Patrick. It's the people, the kids who are getting vaccinated or the guinea pigs?
Absolutely.
Your kids, yeah, I know what you're saying, but I just want to make sure everybody realizes that you experiment on your kids with each vaccine. They haven't been tested in the way that you may think so, but if you're a long-time listener to the show, you know what I'm talking about. But Patrick,
yeah.
Very impressive. How many kids do you have, did you say?
I have two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we asked my kids if they want to keep bees. They're just afraid of getting stung. We're going to get into that because, you know, Apis mellifica is a great homeopathic remedy for a lot of things. And maybe we can get some folks past that fear. But if you're telling me that beekeepers on a larger, probably bigger scale, are feeding high fructose corn syrup to bees, and antibiotics.
Yes.
Do they think these bees are American people? I mean, they got to be like everybody else?
Well, it's one of those things, like the American people are propped up on drugs now to supposedly keep them healthy. And so the beekeepers have been sold the same bill of goods, that they think they have to feed their bees all these medications in order to stay healthy, you know, because they're fighting varroa mites and all these other issues in the hive, American fowl brood and whatnot. So, of course, the pharmaceutical answer is to drug everything up.
Right.
And so that's not the way to go, and it's weakening the genetics, weakening the immune system of the bees. And I've proven on a small level, and a lot of other people have, that bees can be kept naturally and thrive.
It's like organic agriculture. Cool. You'll never get that to grow without pesticides, right?
That's
that same concept playing itself out.
Correct. Liam,
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Big Pharma has made it into Big B.
Why do they feed them fructose?
Okay. Because what's happening is most commercial beekeepers steal most of the honey from the bees so they can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, they have to feed their bees back either sugar syrup or high fructose corn syrup to keep them nourished, you know, quote, unquote.
Would they normally get this nourishment from the flowers, right?
Correct.
And then it's converted into honey.
Their own honey and their own
pollen.
They
eat the honey, right?
That's correct.
Because they're cannibals.
That's their, honey is their, pollen is their protein and honey is their carbohydrate source.
Mm-hmm.
How do they make it? It's gross, right?
They have it in their body. It's an enzymatic type of reaction. They spit it back up. Exactly.
On purpose, though. They're all anorexics. Sorry.
Hello, I'm your friend the bee. Hold on.
That is such a lovely sound. At the level that the bees operate, they probably laugh at each other. Like, that's a great sound. Who can make the worst?
However, bees vomit in a very sanitary fashion.
This is great. We're going to take a break and talk more bee vomit when we come back. From Patrick Godin is our guest, and Liam Sheff is here. We're going to talk beekeeping. I'm very excited about this subject, so be with us when we get right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
That was a bee that really just lost it there. Liam Sheff is here. Also, Patrick Godin, he's doing some amazing work with beekeeping, and you might consider doing it yourself, particularly if you're in Florida. SaveBeesFlorida.com. We have it linked up in the show notes tonight, SaveBeesFlorida.com. Liam, how did we connect with Patrick? How did this all come together? This is a kind of an interesting story. It relates to Steely Dan, I heard.
Oh, I have to tell this?
Yes, you must.
This is a bit private.
Okay, go semi-private on this one.
Okay. Well, I wasn't cruising fatchicks.com, and No. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I was on Facebook doing what I always do. There's nothing wrong with having a little extra weight, and this is bad for you.
Chris Christie. That was from yesterday's show.
I just want to say, Rob, it's got that. Are there any bees available to vomit right into my mouth?
Oh, Chris Christie.
Chris Christie here.
He deserves it. He does deserve it.
Okay, listen, I hate to give this away, but I worship at a couple of altars. One of them is that of David Bowie. One of them is Steely Dan.
Steely
Dan. Donald Fagen, Walter Becker. And I sometimes DJ on Facebook. Patrick shows up.
Yeah.
He's got, what can I say, excellent taste.
Excellent. All right.
Thank you.
Well, it wasn't the Dance of the Bumblebees. I mean, that's musical, right?
I don't know.
Has no relation.
I don't know. All I know is that I still think we agree. I think Countdown to Ecstasy is the one. I even saw Donald Fagen once say that his fans, there are people who love this, and he doesn't understand them. That's my favorite Steely Dan.
That's their second album, if I'm not mistaken. It came out in 1973. But that album and the Royal Scam are the pinnacle of Steely Dan.
For me, they are. Okay. And then Pretzel Logic came after, which is kind of crap. It's really weird.
I love Pretzel Logic. There's a lot of gems on there, like Night by Night
on
Night there.
Well, Night by Night's a great song.
You guys are music nerds in a good way.
Really,
I like it.
Actually, it's music dorks. Thank you very much.
Okay. But the appreciation got you connected. And Patrick, when did you first hear the show?
It was probably back when Ron Paul was running back in 2007, 2008.
Way back.
Robert, I want to keep these.
You stop picking on Ron Paul, Eric Liam. So going back a lot of years, you're a freedom guy as well. And, of course, what we talk about, the freedom to heal is also the freedom to grow food, which is necessary. This is why the answer to every question is grow food.
Grow food.
Grow food.
Correct.
Including maybe raise bees. And I want to learn more about your journey. As I said, you learned that they were being killed. You learned that they're being raised chemically as well.
Yes.
And so how did you find a way to do it in a, quote, natural way, I guess?
Well, you know, the obvious thing people do nowadays is get online and start researching. There's plenty of information, and there are several gurus I've started looking up, Michael Bush being one of them, Sam Comfort, Dee Lusby out of Arizona. And I was reading that, hey, it's not only pesticides on the crops, you know, the neonicotinoids and whatnot. It's what beekeepers themselves are putting in the hives. And you never hear that in the media. Hmm. The media will only discuss probably pesticides that are on crops.
In a generic way.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never discussed much, all the CCD from the point of view of the beekeeper themselves, sabotaging their own bees, I guess, so to speak.
Well, in ignorance, of course, they just follow along what they've been told. And
yes.
So you went deeper. You found some people that kind of guided you to start this thing up. And,
correct.
I got to ask this question, though. I mean, did you have to get special permits to do it? I mean, is there a way they could deny you to do bees in your backyard?
Well, you're supposed to register with the state, and I am a registered apiary. The state cannot keep you from keeping bees now in a residential area. That's at least in Florida.
In Florida, okay.
Now, every state's different, and I'm only able to have three hives in my yard.
Okay.
So,
right.
But, yeah, that's generally Florida is very beekeeping friendly.
So I can keep bees anywhere in Florida?
Yes.
And even Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, if you're doing this, you're not talking about Africanized violent honeybees? Or, I mean, you know, people have a fear of bees.
Yeah, I think Africanized, that whole, you know, the killer bees, that's another term. You would have to get genetic testing on a bee to know for sure if it's Africanized. There can be mean bees regardless if they're Africanized or not. You know, there's a breed called Russian bees that have come in from Russia. They're black. They're known to be mean. So if a beehive is mean, you don't get genetic testing done on it. You don't worry. You don't put a label on them. You just call them mean, and you requeen them.
Okay.
You give them a new queen, and they'll start laying eggs, which in a month or two, the beehive will turn nice, theoretically.
Wow. Okay. Have you seen that happen?
Oh, I've done it many times.
Okay. Yeah. So it's more than theory in your experience.
Yes.
So besides Wilton Manors, which is down in Fort Lauderdale, where do you get a new queen?
Oh, I live next to the Wilton Manor. There's a lot of queens there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
So where, besides, you know...
Yeah, well, how do you get a queen to start a new hive at the colony?
Yeah, well...
Calling Freddie Mercury.
In my case, I raise my own queens.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah. What do you mean, raise your own queens?
We're getting into entomology here, but bees from an egg can raise a queen if they're queenless. It's just as a matter of feeding them nothing but royal jelly.
Oh, royal jelly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Clouseau, oh, the royal jelly clue. Yes, that's right. This will do that. But the royal jelly stimulates the production of a queen in an egg.
That's correct.
Wow.
And it could either, depending on what they feed it, it will either become a regular worker female or a queen.
Okay.
Just from the diet. It's unbelievable.
These let women work?
Pardon?
Let women work.
Let women work?
The women do all the work in the hive.
Is that right?
They kick drones out, male bees, regularly for doing nothing. They only need them around certain times of the year for mating purposes, and
okay.
That's all they do.
Men are just all they're good
I'm
for.
I'm feeling the females in the audience laughing. I'm feeling them enjoying this segment.
Yeah, I think they're liking it. All right. Well, Patrick, in terms of the benefits to the environment, obviously, we don't have fruit and vegetables without bees.
That's
People
correct.
Don't understand that. We don't eat real food without bees.
We don't eat cultivated food.
Cultivated, thank you. The wild as
no,
well,
you
no?
Get, let him answer. What kind of things do we lose without bees?
Well, see, there are other pollinators besides honeybees. You know, there's butterflies and other smaller bees and whatnot. But in our agricultural system we have now in the United States, unfortunately, it's very commercial. And they have to cart bees around the nation on 18-wheelers.
That's not healthy.
Do you think that
it's
might
not
be...
not healthy.
But was it motivated by the colony collapse disorder? Did they always have to ship bees?
No.
They've done that for the past 70 years or so. I'm just guessing.
Trucks again.
Yes.
It's always trucks.
Wow.
Why do you think the California is the almond?
That's one of the major...
Tell the story.
Yeah.
So the almond crop in California is every about Valentine's Day every year. They ship millions of beehives on 18-wheelers to California, wrapped in saran wrap, you know, all these boxes of bees on 18-wheelers, set them out there. It's a monocrop. And for 2 weeks, they allow the bees to pollinate the almonds. And then they cart them off to Washington or whatever to get on the apples.
Why do they call them back to the hive? Here, bees. Come on, bees.
Well, they know how to come back to their own hive.
Okay.
The ones that aren't killed because they spray pesticides on the almonds while they're pollinating.
Plus, they put them on trucks going on the highways.
Right. Yeah. That's got to be good for them.
Suffocating them in saran wrap.
Yeah, it's really but you know what? I do not want that system
There's
to stop right
again.
Now.
Yeah.
If that system stopped right now, we'd have a lot less food. It's just we've been backed into a corner.
Okay.
So, you know, eventually...
Patrick, if we do these backyard bee things, do you think that would be less necessary? Just not related because it's all about the big business agriculture?
The only answer long-term is for people to become local and grow their own food rather than rely on commercial agriculture. But right now, we're addicted to commercial agriculture, and we can't cut the tube immediately.
All right. Well, let me ask for personal benefit. People might be motivated by their own. Well, what could I gain from in addition to benefit to the environment?
Let me say one thing. Stop eating almonds.
The almond crop.
Just stop eating almonds. California puts 10% of its water into almonds.
Yeah.
It puts about 40 or so, 50%. It puts a huge volume into cattle.
Yeah.
So if you're eating cattle, alfalfa, or anything from California, stop. No, shut up. I heard what you said. Stop. I said stop.
The bees are going to get you. So what about personal benefit in terms of if you have a hive and how many of those hives would you need to be viable in terms of maybe even covering your costs or more?
Yes, sir. That's a great question. And what I feel is you need at least 2, 3, 4 hives in order to get supplies from one of them to feed the other if the other one's failing. If you need a queen, you need food in another one. And if you have a garden, it's great for your garden. It's easier to keep bees with multiple hives. If you only have one hive and it starts failing, you panic and you have to start calling people for queens and this and
gotcha.
That. So it's easier to have 3, 4, 5 hives than just one.
And how many bees approximately are in a hive, a given hive?
20,000, 30,000 to 50,000.
Wow.
That is a staggering number.
Yeah.
Now, if I place this in my backyard, would we be able to go out in the backyard and enjoy the backyard, or would we be stung every time we walk out?
No, you would be able to enjoy the backyard, unless, you know, some beehives genetically are prone to attack weed eaters and lawnmowers.
Right.
And each beehive is different. They all have to have different personality traits. And if you have one that goes after lawnmowers and weed eaters, you just requeen it.
Yeah, I was thinking either that or stop growing grass and grow things you don't have to cut down like
that's
right. With these gas machines. Save beesflorida.com. SaveBeesFlorida.com, SaveBeesFlorida.com. Do you have links to resources like some of the people you learned from at that site where people can learn about some of these other people?
Yeah, Michael Bush has a website. Just look him up, Michael Bush Bees, and he has excellent videos on YouTube, mm-hmm. different, you know, talking about the health aspect of this, you know, feeding them naturally. Sam Comfort, look him up. Dee Lusby.
Now, let's... Are we out of time?
No, we got about a minute, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back. Yeah.
Well, okay. So Robert's going to have a garden, and I'm going to help with that. Other people are going to help with that. By the way, if you're in Orlando and you're doing permaculture, just get in touch with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really, you know, we're looking to expand the show in that direction.
We've connected with the Permaculture Orlando group online.
Well,
on
that's
Facebook
not really
too,
that's a like, but I mean, sure. We want to connect with people.
Yes.
Not just their male drones who get kicked out of the hive. So we're gonna have sweet potatoes. We're gonna have kale, collards, probably some broccoli. We're gonna have some local plants: a papaya, a fig, a Florida avocado. What do we need to plant to attract and feed bees?
Well, generally anything that flowers, you know, like squash, pumpkins.
Jennifer? Oh, no, that was an old joke from Bill Clinton's years. I'm so sorry about that. That was bad.
I resemble that remark.
Poppies.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hemp,
know,
eventually. Eventually,
yeah.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We've got a special guest in studio, Patrick Godin, and his website, SaveBeesFlorida.com. Very excited to learn that they can't stop you from having beehives if you want them. We'll talk about some more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Say no to colon cancer. When your colon is clogged, this can attribute to disease, which makes you sick, which takes you to the doctor, and so on, and so on. Help yourself and help your doctor. Get the tea.com, the mild colon cleanser that feels and tastes great. Many products taste terrible and are quite uncomfortable. Life Change Tea is wonderful and soothing. Wait and see how many benefits you receive from drinking Life Change Tea. Life does not have to be about being fearful of a disease. Order now and feel success. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408 for a real operator. 928-308-0408. Testimonies and everything you need to know is on our website at GetTheTea.com. We even have specials. Be happy, be healthy, and know you're in charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I remember it was the flight of the bumblebee. Lovely piece of music.
Come on, let us be people in the air for a sec. Let's just talk music.
We've got to talk music, but I thought people want to hear the music of the honeybee. That's what we're here to teach them.
We already did.
Did we cover enough, Patrick?
Well, we didn't discuss Hendrix doing Flight of the Bumblebee live one time.
That would be
all right,
cool.
Start.
He's done it.
We are on. You didn't even know we're back from break. Oh, my gosh. Liam, pay attention to the clock here. We've got a few minutes left, and we can do bees, we can do music, but I really appreciate you connecting us with Patrick here. You hear the bees? I hear the bees. And there's the bee vomit again. Thank you very much. But do you eat the bee pollen yourself?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. There's such thing as bee pollen and bee bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different aspect that you both ought to research. Bee bread is inside the hive in the cells. What bees actually, it's another enzymatic reaction. They get the pollen from the world,
yes,
bring it in the hive, and they put the pollen in the cells, and it reacts with things they vomit up, of course, enzymes, and
mm-hmm.
they bake what's called bee bread.
Wait, who bakes it?
The bees.
The bees are,
yes,
bakers,
it's
too?
It's bee bread.
And
it's different from the actual pollen they bring into the hive. That's the
okay.
raw material. So bee bread is much better for you than bee pollen.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do you get it?
You have to dig it out of the cells. It's like little pellets.
Uh-huh.
Dig out of the cells.
No, I think the bees are just telling you that's bread.
they got you fooled. I love that, but I mean, they already knew.
Hey, Patrick, and it's with more bread.
And it's gluten-free.
Yeah, it would be.
The bee pollen, you know, already had an amazing amino acid profile.
Yes.
In terms of that. It also contains really rare minerals, some high in gold, interestingly enough.
Mm.
And
yes,
that's a unique thing for higher functions, sexual organs,
yes,
if you will, and systems. So there's some unique aspects to drinking or eating, however you want to do this. But the bee bread I wasn't aware of.
Yes, that's correct. And I don't consume enough bee bread myself. It's pretty troublesome to go through and, you know, knock all the pollen out of these cells. And plus, you have to raid the beehive, so to speak. So
yeah,
it's just something I haven't gotten into yet.
Remember that number? It was the Steely Dan number, 77, Raid the Beehive?
I don't remember that one.
Remember the single that they had,
but that was
here at the Western World, between,
yes,
Royal Scam and
Yes, here in the Western world was a B-side from
It was a B-side.
They're nicely done.
Yeah, it was up from the Royal Scam.
So it wasn't like that song, Hey 19?
That was on Gaucho. That was a big hit.
Gaucho was when they were just...
I still love that album, even though it's kind of sterile.
No.
But
it,
I love it.
Yeah, I do. Because it's like the later Fagan stuff. Like, Donald Fagan is a genius. I worship Donald Fagan as a musical genius.
But where'd they get the name, Steely Dan?
From the book. I can't tell you right now.
But it's from the novel Naked Lunch.
Okay.
And I know
ask that?
I thought Liam might know these things.
We do know.
You guys are music
buffs. It's very dirty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out on the break, and you kids, you'll have to ask your parents.
It's a William Burroughs novel.
Listen, anyway, what you want to do, if you're not a Steely Dan fan, is take your fist, open it so it's open, and just do this in your face. Okay, and then when you're done doing that, go get Steely Dan Gold or Steely Dan Greatest Hits.
Yes.
Or get some Royal Jelly.
Get some Royal Jelly, a little bee bread.
How much does it cost?
The Cuervo Gold, the fine Colombian.
To set up a beehive. Like, you go to a nice person such as yourself that's willing to help somebody, how much would they have to give to help you to help them?
Yes. I use Top Bar hives, and they're a lot cheaper than Langstroth hives. And Langstroth hives are the commercial beehives you see in the fields most of the time, but they stack up
in
square boxes. Mine are more horizontal.
Okay.
And it's a lot cheaper and, I guess, more archaic method of keeping bees in top bar hives, but it's less maintenance. Mm-hmm. You don't need as many tools. You don't need a honey extractor to extract the honey. It's crush and strain.
Okay.
It's a lot lot less expensive and maintenance free.
So if you give a number, a figure, or ballpark for people to save,
you can start a hive. It depends on, you can catch a swarm of bees, by the way, by putting lemongrass oil in your hive and attracting a swarm.
Okay.
Or otherwise you'd have to buy some bees from somebody who raises them, either package form or in a nuke form that's already has comb and queen. But I would say a couple of $100 to get started.
Okay. Hey, that's reasonable. This fits into the theme, Liam. We're all about out of time here. I got to welcome Dr. Batar back.
You can buy Cheerios or honeycomb cereal. Those come with bees.
Yeah, not the same thing. But bringing it back home, going local.
That's
this fits beautifully into
Led
the
Zeppelin.
Theme.
Bringing it
back home.
Isn't it?
Bring it on home. That's a Led Zeppelin song.
Bring it on home.
Bring it on home.
Bring it on home to me.
Hey, Patrick, it's so nice to connect with you. I hope this is not the only time we can talk, because this is, to me, this is just another expansion of what we're trying to do. He's a fourth amino. Yeah. All right. He mentioned Richard off the air.
Yeah, he said something nice.
Yeah, I miss him.
Big mistake.
All right, big mistake, mister. All right, we're going to take a break. The power to raise bees locally is yours, as is the power to heal.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 116.